Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Need to do Lazy's. Lazy, what's happening, baby?
Yo, there we go. What's up, you little Casey? What's popping, guys?
What's up,
Lazy,
man?
What's good, man?
I had a false start. I started talking. I didn't hear the ding.
It's all right. Terrible. We got you.
Hey, yo. So, guys, I was just wanting to talk Kings real quick. Yo, quick question. So there's a lot of rumors right now. Kings might get John Collins or whoever. Would you rather they start getting more draft assets or role players? For me personally, I'm tired of John Collins. I'm tired of all that talk. We've been trying to get him for 3 years. Let's just try to get some draft picks. I was just curious what direction you think Kings should start taking.
Go ahead.
I think the number one priority should be to find a way to get these books in order. And if John Collins, which I don't think he does, I don't know what his contract situation is, but if it's a cheaper, shorter contract than Zach LaVine or DeMontis Sabonis, I'm interested in it. About those would be the guys that you'd be trading.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it. I don't expect to get, I would like to get draft picks for those guys, but I'm not expecting that. Mm-hmm. But the bigger priority is to get these books right. And if you can get these books right, I'll take some lesser players that are on lesser contracts.
The correct answer might be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
if you
true
can.
Too.
And
yep.
It's probably going to be, I think the draft picks are going to be difficult to acquire. And I'm basing this solely off of the offseason we just had. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like a lot of teams were eager to spend money nor trade for big money contracts. So that would make draft capital the most valuable capital in the league.
Yeah.
And that could be, I know we're used to basketball being a certain way, and we've got the trade machine, and you know, we're aware of aprons now and all these different things. It's just, I don't think any of our thought processes, I don't think any trade machine, I don't think any, you know, podcast proposal or radio show proposal factors in the fear that some of these franchises feel of making a move that's the wrong one. Mm-hmm. And the ramifications for making the wrong move. There's no situation a year ago, none, where I thought Atlanta wouldn't willingly sign Trae Young to a 5-year contract extension or 4-year, whatever it is. There's no situation where I thought Atlanta wouldn't do that. But it's different now. We're LaMelo Ball is a whole different thing. There's reports starting to circulate on social media about how LaMelo Ball is kind of getting tired of this, and he may look for an exit strategy there in Charlotte. That doesn't mean he's going to be able to execute it. And then, you know, we've talked about Anthony Davis. There's different reports out there about Kyrie Irving. Obviously, all of these guys in Sacramento Kings uniforms. Like, you can make money work, but the fear these franchises have of making the wrong move that sets their franchise back because of the lack of flexibility with money going out and money coming in when you're on those multiple apron restrictions. It's a different game that we haven't seen played enough yet. And we'll learn, but I don't know that we'll learn this offseason or next offseason. But after three, we can start to look back and go, no, this is actually the new way of doing business. This isn't a one-off. This like we're far enough into the apron era where general managers, you know, the Ken Cantonella types who manage money behind the scenes, all of that, we're comfortable with this, and this is the way the league works. Like if Trey, LaMelo, AD, all of these guys are on different teams next year, that's absolutely going to tell us a story.
Yeah.
And it's going to make draft picks more difficult to come by.
Our guy...
because Oklahoma City has all of them.
Right. Our guy Patrick Keller, 22, says, does clearing the books matter that much when no one is signing here anyway? At least no one that isn't washed up and overpaid. I think it does matter because, yeah, traditionally you're not signing Giannis here as a free agent. But clearing the books gives you a lot of flexibility to do different things and be creative with how you want to build your roster. Number one, through trade, being able to absorb contract if you have contract or cap space.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing out a name or whatever. But if you were to trade for LaMelo Ball, it doesn't have to be dollar for dollar if you have the space to absorb the contract there, from my understanding at least.
Yeah, you right. It doesn't. And that's where like a it's not necessarily where like a De'Aaron Fox comes into play or an Anthony Davis out of New Orleans comes into play. Mm-hmm. It's where a Dame Lillard comes into play. Mm-hmm. AD, De'Aaron, to a certain degree, had leverage. You could hold a threat over a basketball team. Dame Lillard had like 4 years left on his contract. Right. And if you have the cap space to absorb that, and sorry, Dame, like I know it's not your first option, but you don't have the leverage here. It's just normally those teams are very limited, so teams can't sign like everyone sign them and figure it out later. Man, it doesn't. That's you can't. Right. You can't like the Atlanta can't take that approach with Trey because right now I think there's two teams as it stands right now that could acquire him comfortably, and that's Utah and Brooklyn, and that's it.
Yeah, and you take that and you get. You know, maybe you make a trade for somebody that that you can absorb their contract. And like I said, I'll just say LaMelo. I'm not making a trade for him right now. But you take somebody like that, and then with $70 million in cap space, you still got room to go sign a guy like Nickeil Alexander-Walker, right? Like you're not going to sign the big wig guys, but a guy who, you know, you throw – $25 million a year at him. That's, you know, more than he would be getting off coming off the bench in Minnesota, and maybe $5 million more a year than he would get anywhere else on the market. You may be able to snag somebody like that. And now you're putting together a roster or starting lineup of LaMelo, Keegan, and Nickeil Alexander. Like you build it that way. It's not going to be we're going to get Giannis with that cap space. There's It just gives you more options to help build that roster.
The tough part is that you have options. That's a positive. The tough part is that cap space could sit there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Utah. Mm-hmm. It's sitting there. Brooklyn, they're trying to be patient. They're holding on to it like they're that's a bad basketball team. So as a fan base, if you're comfortable with that, and maybe you are because you're watching a more expensive bad basketball team right now, that truthfully, and I don't know, I'm not locked into Brooklyn. The only like truly bad basketball team that I've watched is New Orleans, and that was last night. And I watched New Orleans thinking, man, they got some solid young players on that basketball team. I don't know about Brooklyn. Like, I don't know what to think about Brooklyn. I don't know what to think about Washington. I'm just going to assume Charlotte is going to be perpetually awful for my entire lifetime, which is exactly how people feel about Sacramento. But like, I don't, the road to get better is going to be tough, and maybe teams will enjoy, or excuse me, maybe fans will enjoy a younger basketball team, even if it's as equally as bad as this one.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, that's what they're calling for a lot of the times, is they want a younger basketball team. that they let the young guys play.
And I'm not mad at them. Like, I don't really want to, if Zach LaVine don't want to play here, I don't really want to watch him play.
Mm-hmm.
If Zach LaVine kind of want to just go out there and be lackadaisical for 48 minutes or whatever Doug decides to play him that night, yeah, I'm with, you know, Team Tank. Like, 100%. Yeah, go ahead, put the young guys out there. I'd rather watch that.
Right. Like, yeah, I'm with you. If these guys are checked out and don't care, yeah, put these guys, put these young guys in there. And the thing with that, too, as well, is even though I don't think those guys are franchise or anything else like that, it's not going to be forever. It's just for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have a pick where you draft somebody who you do think is going to be one of the cornerstones of your franchise or the main pillar of your franchise. So, yeah, I can deal with that for the rest of the year. You know what I mean? Just you don't want that to be who you are for 2-3 years or something like that.
I still haven't shared with you what is my biggest concern about tonight's game. I will, but it probably won't be next because the head coach of Sac State football, coming off the most exciting win of the season, Brennan Marion, he joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Those who don't operate in the world of push notifications from Sham Sharania. Brace yourself, Kings fans. Sacramento Kings center Domantas Sabonis has suffered a partially torn meniscus in his left knee. He will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks.
Jeez.
Keegan returns after a 5 to 6 week absence, and Domantas Sabonis immediately exits for 3 to 4 weeks.
Yikes. Poor Doug. Wow.
Unbelievable. The day Keegan Murray returns, Domantas Sabonis is ruled out. A guy who was not, who has yet to be injured while wearing a Sacramento Kings uniform, is out this year for 3 to 4 weeks.
I'll tell you this much. I'm not doing anything with the Kings pick next year.
No, you can't do it at this point.
And we've said that all along. We never encouraged them to trade the pick. We never encouraged them to just go get it done.
No, you can't do that at this
point. You got a real chance of picking pretty high next year.
Yeah.
This is bad, man.
Mm.
This is tough. Domantas Sabonis out for at minimum 3 to 4 weeks. Let me use this term properly. I apologize. This is the new wave. He will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. A far cry from what I thought last night when perhaps he was being held out on precautionary measures. Obviously, that is not the case. A partially torn meniscus in his left knee for the Kings center. One of, if not the, most difficult position for them to replace. God, you know what would be nice?
What, Damian?
Jonas Valanciunas would be terrific.
You're 100% correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dylan Carwell, come on out to Memphis. Man. Well, no, you're not going to go to Memphis. Where do they go after this?
Good question. Don't know. Believe
they're back home on Monday.
I know it. I know it's Saturday because we were talking about how our entire Sunday is free. The Sacramento Kings are. Oh, I knew that because Chris Biedermann is going to this game, Denver.
Mm. To play Jonas
and Jonas. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, Jokic and Jonas. Right. And Jonas.
Hey guys, can we have Denver? Can we have a do-over? Dennis, you're fired.
Dylan Carwell, get ready to learn Sacramento, buddy.
Yeah, man.
How do you even properly evaluate Doug Christie?
You don't. Like, you literally can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. That's a shoot. You can't. What do you do? What do you do? How did that locker room react? Like, you know what I mean? I just don't think you can judge Doug on this.
Yeah.
Doug, this might be a completely lost season for Doug Christie's coaching career.
Well, yeah, it's a lost season, but also it's something he can't even afford.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how much goodwill he has with the front office and how much trust they have beyond the 2 years they got him signed to.
Well, he's an expiring contract next year.
He is. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not going to have any time to really show, like, hey, I can actually coach you guys. Like, he's going to lose a year right here, and then we'll see what next year is looking like.
And I'll speak about it from another perspective. What do you do if you're Scott Perry? Like, do you just kind of...
Good question.
Like, I think Doug can coach, or I like him, or do you say, I need to make sure I got somebody that I know, or I'm super confident, is right for this job.
If you don't know, it's tough, but you got to give him the boot. Like, if you don't know by then if Doug Christie is your coach, then yeah, you got to go find someone who you think is.
I know one thing for certain. You don't ask the players.
No.
Yeah, no.
You don't listen to a single person that comes up and says a single thing about Doug Christie.
Mm. The two positions that they could not afford to lose their starters at, they've lost them for the first 2 months of the season in power forward. Like, if they would have lost the guard, no, I don't want nobody getting hurt. But it's like, oh, we got guys that can fill in for that rather easily.
I think it's going to wind up being close to 3 months. Man.
Yeah. Because Keegan was out for the first month of the season.
Yeah, about 5 weeks. Well, I guess he's been out 5 weeks. Yeah, four.
Don't mind.
Four to five. Yeah, month. I guess it's about two to three months. So tonight's game, what? 15. So tonight's game, 16. Keegan missed the first 15 games of the season. So we got to imagine Domas is going to miss the next. He's already missed two. He's probably the next 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember earlier when I said, man, we at some point we're going to be able to evaluate this team?
Yeah, you lied. You lied to all of us.
Nah, man.
It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
We're down so bad, dude.
NBA hour.
It is so bad.
Dust this whole thing off real quick.
We are down so bad.
Yeah, that is.
I'm very thankful that we all got to be on the air together for Beam Team.
Yeah.
That might be the peak of actually covering professional sports. Well, our show was far from peaked, But the terms of covering professional sports, that might have been it.
Well, let's talk. No. Okay, hold on. We need to do some business on the air right now. We need to talk. Carroz! We need to talk to Carroz because we need to get D'Lo and KC in Vegas this summer. We absolutely, because it's going to be like, yo, this is the next guy. It's going to be like when De'Aaron Fox was drafted. And I remember how everybody went to Vegas to see De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Because it's looking like that's where you're going to be drafting. And I don't know who that guy is.
So
I don't know if it's De'Aaron or AJ or Koa or Carlos. I don't know. But we need to be in Vegas because we're like, yo, it's his era.
D'Lo and KC Palooza started. From Summer League.
That's right.
We go out and have Leezy go with us. So we just go face to face with every national person that we fought over the past 4 years.
How many guys have we? Well, what? Only
Coffee Boy.
That's it.
No,
Conman.
Conman.
Yeah. Well, Conman's not gonna fight.
Who's the guy? Demias.
Oh, Hollinger.
Hollinger.
Yeah, Demias.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we didn't fight Hollinger either. We just like, I don't know.
He hasn't been paying attention. Never mind.
I don't know.
We all kind of looked at each other mid-interview like, yeah, this isn't working.
He literally said that after Jamarius Ramsey played like the worst possible game of his career. Maybe of his life. Oh, no. John, I don't think so.
Man,
had a rough night last night, John.
Because we need to be in Vegas for those. At least that's that first weekend for the first Michael Brown game.
The Kings.
Michael Brown Jr.
The Kings right now have the Washington, New Orleans, Indiana, Brooklyn. They have the fifth worst record in the league. Dallas, Charlotte, Memphis, and the Clippers, they're all at 4 wins. Utah is at 5. If you're going to lean into it, man, you might want to do it now.
Yeah, just go. I'm okay with it now. I'm okay with it. Like, you got guys that are tapped out and your starting center, former All-NBA guys out for a month, and after Keegan was already out for a month.
No, Keegan Murray is back. We're sitting him for the next 3 weeks, but he's back. Goodness gracious.
It really does feel like after this has happened, the Kings are locked in for a top, I want to say top 10 for sure, but you might even be top 7.
Indiana
locked in for a top 7 pick.
I think Indiana's going to win games at some point. Not at a clip of being impressive, not even at a clip, and certainly not at a clip the way the East looks right now, of getting to a play-in. But I think they're going to play above a 2-win basketball team that they're at now. I don't necessarily feel that way about Washington, who's 1-13. I don't think I feel that way about the New Orleans Pelicans, despite the fact they've got some young talent there that I like. They're 2-13. Don't feel that way about Brooklyn either. The teams most likely to win games moving forward are probably the Clippers, the Grizzlies, and maybe the Mavericks. I don't think the Hornets win at any sort of clip. And truthfully, I don't think Utah does either. Mm-mm. That narrows the field a little bit.
You think they're going to win? You said the Clippers and...
The Clippers, the Grizzlies. The Clippers, the Mavericks, and again, I'm not talking about winning an impressive clip, the Pacers. Yeah. I think the Pacers will win above the 2-13 pace that they're at right now.
Yeah. I'm going to have to think about that.
So just to recap, Domantas Sabonis, partially torn meniscus. He will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks on the day that Keegan Murray returns in Memphis. As we'll bring in a guy who's still smiling. Look, he's just... smiling from ear to ear, talking to everybody who's walking by. Coach, you ain't stopped smiling since last week, man.
Man, you know, I was living right.
Yeah.
That's all, just living right.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, Coach. You gave us, or at least your players did, certainly the most exciting win of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was a much-needed win. Obviously, we're in winter play basketball mode, and Bibby didn't ask me for any of these guys. So, you know, we told our guys, your stuff is either going to go on the left, the right, or in the middle. if we don't take care of business, and I've been proud of our team for, you know, taking care of business, finding ways to win.
Coach, we talked about it last night, but I want to bring it to the air right now. I kept it a stack. 11 seconds to go. No timeouts. Ball on the two. I was like, man, if they run the ball here, they get stuffed. I don't know if they got time for another play. I'm passing the ball. And once again, this is why I just talk about coaching football for a living. I don't actually make the calls, because Coach Marion said, no, we're going with the play that I know I feel good about. I feel they can get 2 yards and get into the end zone, a little read option action, and you get into the end zone. Was there any thought of maybe what I was thinking, like, hey, maybe pass, get 2 yards, you know, 2 opportunities? It was run the whole time, huh?
Yeah, I had that call ready to go. I knew that was, you know, you guys always talk about basketball, so I'll put it in a basketball term. You got Steph Curry. If you're the team down the road that wins a lot, you got Steph Curry, and you got a certain amount of seconds left, you're going to make sure he shoots the ball. And on that play, it was our 2 best guys, either Rodney Hammond or Cardale Williams, they were going to take that ball in, and our O-line was, you know, excited for that, because we've been really good at being a running team. You know, I always feel like I want to make the decision that doesn't make me feel like the village idiot if it doesn't go right. You know, I want to make sure I don't stop the players from having success. If we're not a great passing team, why would we do that with the game on the line? Mm-hmm. Let's do what we're really good at.
Well, shout out to my man Kenny, who says, Coach, I know you're the best rushing team in the country. Just go away from that. Let's try something different.
Once again, that's why I talk about it. He actually does it.
We threw it down there. You know, we threw it down there. We got it down there with the throws, but we had to close it out with the run.
Yeah. You know, we all hear, you know, wins are wins, losses are losses, or all that stuff. From a fan perspective, games like that are really energizing. Like, they're amazing. And, you know, you kind of, you know, I know we were buzzing about it for a couple of days. Do wins like that, and obviously it means a lot for you for the direction you're trying to go, do they feel any different than, you know, a blowout victory or a comfortable win? Do games like that, do they feel different for you and your football team?
No, I think the biggest feeling that our team had was, we've been in games like that this year, and we came out on the side of a, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. it not going our way, and feeling like, man, we won the game, but it didn't go our way, and, you know, having to take that L and learn that lesson. And in this game, we were able to go accomplish and go down there and do what we needed to do to win the game. And so I think that's where, you know, the jubilation or the, you know, the that's kind of where that joy came from, just from, all right, we've been in this situation before, did not go our way. This one went our way, and we win the game.
Talk a little bit about Cardale. And, you know, having him score that game-winning touchdown. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it, but just the nature of the position. And then you guys having a lot of eyes on you and a lot of attention on you. It's been a scrutinized position for Cardale, you know, and he's had some ups and downs. And, you know, people want to point out the downs and not look at the ups and all this other stuff. And in the biggest moment of the season, he showed up. Like, I know you believed he could. I felt great for him, seeing him get that moment and be able to have that moment for his teammates and with his teammates. But talk about you as a coach who, you know, work with him very closely every single day, seeing him have that moment on Saturday to lead the team to victory.
Yeah, it's always tough to be in a leadership role. I mean, anytime you're in a leadership role, head coach, quarterback, president of a school, when it goes right, you're a hero. When it goes wrong, it's like, can we get the old coach back? Can we get the other quarterback in? Can we, you know, fire this guy? You know, and unfortunately, that used to be like at the end of seasons in sports. Now it's every day. I mean, it's like every moment to moment, frame by frame, people are so finical about, you know, who's in a leadership role. Because I guess everybody, you know, can just YouTube how to be a coach or a quarterback and then do it, you know, like it's so easy to accomplish that. But Cardale, I mean, he's 7-2 as the starter. and it's hard to win in college football. And so I've been really proud of how he's taken every single turn that he's been faced with, all the adversities, guys in and out of the lineup. He hasn't complained about that. He's just tried to do his job at a high level every time out. He tries not to make the same mistake twice. And he's developed. And I told him the best stat at quarterback is winning. You know, and you look at a guy who has our program turned around. We talked about we went from, you know, they won three games last year and everybody was upset and up in arms about a guy who decided to leave our program that won three games. And we have a guy here that people won't support or give any praise to for whatever reason. And he's 7-2 in our program right now. So I'm just proud of him for, you know, having enough intrinsic motivation to believe in himself and believe in the program and put us in a position to sitting here now a couple of days away from the opportunity to go play postseason play.
Coach, it's your first Causeway Classic, man, and it couldn't be.
Grand opening, grand close.
Man, well, okay, yeah, that's right. It's your first and last Causeway Classic, apparently, but lead the reports out there. But, man, the stage couldn't be set any bigger for the matchup with the school down the road with UC Davis. And that's a good football team, man. So, you guys, if you guys get a playoff spot, you're going to earn it with the way that you've played lately and the way you're going to have to play this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Coach Plo and those guys over there for making it a meaningful game. Both of our programs have made this a meaningful game in which it has playoff implications. It's not just the tradition of the rivalry. It's also a game that, you know, determines both of our program's futures as far as being in the postseason. So, you know, anytime you play in a game like this, you already know it's of significance because there's a trophy involved. The game has been played for years. There's a big, you know, emphasis on the game already. But then, you know, you want to talk about being in November and playing meaningful football. You know, now both programs have put it where this game means a lot from the standpoint of what we do, you know, moving forward.
Yeah. And you guys, I feel, you know, there's obviously the postseason is the postseason, but you guys have been playing playoff like basketball or football, excuse me, for the past 4 weeks or so. Like every game has been like, we got to win this to kind of keep our hopes alive for like the last 3-4 games. So you have been playing playoff football and playoff games for quite some time now, and you go in on Saturday, and it's going to be, yeah, this is what we've been doing. This ain't nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, every game, every rep has a story of its own. But, you know, I just like where our guys, where I really am proud of our team and our coaches is after Montana game, I just told everybody the straight-up truth on where we were at as a team, that it was not good enough, and we look like we're full of crap, honestly. We look like we're all hype and not actually real. And we put a lot of work in. And if we want to be taken seriously, we first have to take ourselves seriously. And the only thing people respect is winning. And if we wanted an opportunity to be a postseason team, we need to win. You know, we need to stop that we're developing, we're a young team, we're, we had 70 new guys, all the excuses. We need to take those excuses and use them as reasons to execute. And when we talked about one great year could change our life, that didn't mean not being in the postseason or not, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity of being here, being where our feet are and embracing the now. And so I'm just proud of our guys because, you know, everybody just wants a friend now. They don't want an accountability partner. They don't want somebody who's actually giving them the real. Everybody in our program took the truth and did what they needed to do to put our program in a positive light from a winning standpoint.
Coach, I'm confident I know the answer to this, but we've seen your mom, you know, your beautiful wife, the beautiful kids all over, you know, social media. And, you know, there's a holiday coming up. Do they dare broach the subject of Thanksgiving dinner with you with what the next couple of weeks might look like? No, yeah. The better question might be, Coach, did you know a holiday is coming up? Yeah, Coach had no clue. I just broke news to Coach here on the show. He had no idea.
So, what yeah. Holiday?
We'll send you some text reminders that Christmas is on the way. Yeah,
that tunnel vision. Yeah.
I got you. Understood. Understood. Well, we're locked in, man. We're excited for this one. I guess
if y'all need some greens, though. We got a guy here on staff, Lem. You know, Coach Lem.
Lem cook like that?
Oh, okay, now wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. If Lem making the greens, I got questions. I got a lot of questions.
Because you know, he makes them greens with shrimp in them. That arugula.
Is Lem right there? Tell him, hey man, what you talking about, man?
That checks out. He also the turkey. He only gonna serve you the turkey breast. He ain't gonna serve you.
Don't do that. You don't eat meat.
Oh, that's right. He's gonna serve you some fish instead. That's what he'll serve you.
I'm not mad at that. I'll take some fish. I'm about to see that Thanksgiving about to be whack.
Then you got to do push-ups. You got to do push-ups before you eat. Yeah.
No, push-ups, if you're lucky, he going to make you run that turf that he got over there at the facility. He going to make you run up and down, you know, Terrence Mitchell Field or whatever it is at the Game Fit facility.
Dragging a tire.
I've done them Thanksgiving morning workouts with Lem before.
Oof.
Yeah, he makes you. When you talk about work for food, that man makes you work for your food.
Dang, yeah, I'm gonna just go play the turkey bowl with the OGs, with there the unks. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna play the turkey bowl. Well, all time quarterback. That's me.
Come in with one of them Domantas Sabonis injuries.
Now you're running. I'm all time quarterback, bro. I ain't running no routes.
Hey, good luck this weekend, Coach. Man, we're excited. This is gonna be a hell of a way to shut down the Causeway Classic for a while. And yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of people. Even talking to some this morning, there are going to be a lot of people making that trek out there for this one.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Stingers up. Appreciate
always.
You.
Stingers yes, up, sir. Big dog. Appreciate you, Coach. That's a man, Brendan Marion, right there. I guess Lem Adams lurking in the background, trying to serve everybody some soaked arugula for Thanksgiving. Nobody wants your lemon-soaked arugula. Come on, Lem.
I need the yams, man.
Yeah, but Lem will remind you. One of the great mysteries is how old Lem is.
I know how old he is. He's like 27.
Well.
Well, he's like 27. 26, I don't know.
Maybe.
Look it.
Maybe. And that's the thing. That's the thing. He will make sure you know. He will cook you out there on any field.
You cooking?
Nope.
You're not cooking?
I'm off. I'm off both holidays. Well, actually, I'm going to be. So Thanksgiving Day, we have a cool. I'm excited about this setup. We have a cool setup. Thanksgiving Day, we got Run to Feed the Hungry.
Yes.
So we can't make the trip to my sister's house. So we'll be here at Katie's mom's, who's doing all of the cooking.
Okay.
Me and the kids, we're going to make an apple pie. We're going to bring that. That's going to be our contributions. And then Sunday, Katie and my niece, they wanted to do a seafood boil.
Now we talking.
So that's the Friday dinner.
Talking.
That is not something I have ever. I just know you put it in the bag. You turn the bag over. That's all I know. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
So like as far that. As I'm like concerned, that. Thanksgiving and Christmas, your boy's off.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm off.
Like that. Boiling crab style. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what it is. Crab, lobster, that whole thing. That was their idea that they came up with when we were celebrating my mom's birthday at Q. They're like, you know what would be fun for Thanksgiving? Because me and Claire, my niece, we don't like Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
And so I was like, let's just do seafood instead.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, the compromise will be is they'll have Thanksgiving dinner the night we can't be there on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We'll come down Friday. And then we'll do the seafood boil that
Been
day.
Saying that's the move. Get the turkey out of my face.
All right, that's we'll it.
Relax.
That's it.
Like I said, you just got to get.
Look, I've had good turkey. But the best turkey is turkey. Still, like, it's just turkey. It's fine. Whatever.
There's nothing wrong with turkey.
It's, like, it's not like the best steak. It's like, wow, that's amazing.
I just
amazing.
Don't but want you, stuffing and mashed potatoes
you
know, or.
You sound a little crazy. Mashed potatoes can go. But the stuffing done right, you got a couple different stuffings you could have. All I need, like, I don't really
What's
I don't
the
really
other
like
word
the
for stuffing?
I've never
dressing.
Heard another
oh.
dressing.
Dressing. Yeah,
it's,
I don't know who names
it. Well, I do. I do. It doesn't make our way into our homes.
Give me the stuffing. Give me some greens.
Mm-hmm.
And a turkey, and that's good. Like I'm not really a yams guy. I don't need the cranberry sauce.
You don't do mac and cheese.
Shout out
mac and
right
cheese
here.
Too. My bad, mac and cheese. Yeah, and we good. That's all I need on the plate.
No, ham is better than turkey. That's fact.
I love ham.
Is better than turkey.
I'm not going to get into that conversation because I love.
I'm going to go to break, and I'm right. But I don't know.
Well, fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, for those just tuning in, boy, did tonight's game take on some different context here, as we have learned from Shams Charania, now, of course, James Hamm, Sean Cunningham, Jason Anderson, all of our guys locally are confirming the news that Shams broke just a little bit ago, that Domantas Sabonis has suffered a partially torn meniscus in his left knee, and he will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks for Domantas Sabonis on the day Keegan Murray will make his season debut for the Sacramento Kings. Matt George is going to join us in about 30 minutes or so. Matt George of ABC 10 and Locked On Kings. I'm sure he'll have plenty to say. About this latest development with Sacramento. I had a thought I wanted to share with you about the Kings game tonight. Mm-hmm. More specifically, a potential feeling afterwards. But now I don't even think it's accurate anymore. I had the feeling going into this game, like, the Kings have lost 7 in a row. We're approaching puke guy status. That's no longer the case. I don't know how to phrase this any differently. It doesn't matter anymore.
Do you feel that way because, I don't know if this is the right word, but like the Keegan injury followed by the Sabonis injury gives an excuse or takes a sting off the season a little bit?
It's kind of like, no, it's more of an understanding of this is just not going to happen this year for this franchise. Mm. It's not going to happen in any way, shape, or form. Whether you want Zach LaVine out, DeMar DeRozan out, all throw Domas in there, all three of them out, like, great, that's perfectly fine. I don't have the energy nor stance to argue with anyone. Mm-hmm. You're probably all right. And, you know, 7 losses in a row was tough. The worst start, I think Matt George said, since 1991, 90 or 91. or maybe 1991. I can't remember, but it was somewhere in the very early 90s. And it's like, whew, we've questioned whether this team's quit. We've heard multiple press conferences from Doug that haven't been great with, but you know, they haven't been great. And it's just like, it's acceptance. It's just not happening.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't get to puke guy status because you just aren't going to care enough.
No. And we've talked about, you know, how we feel about tanking and all that other stuff a number of different times. There is a level for me, like now when you're at the point where it's just not going to happen for you this year, yeah, embrace it. Let's go. Like, let's see how low you can get in the standings. Let's see how high of a draft pick that you can get in a draft like this, because you do need a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You do need a guy. And if you're not equipped to compete for anything this year, go ahead. Let's see what goes on. I think when we talked about it earlier, but when you talk about what we thought this team might be this season and the way you had these vets and you try to compete that way, I was all for that. But we all knew, or at least I thought we all knew, they couldn't afford anything to go wrong.
Yeah, right. Right, right, right.
And two of the biggest things mm-hmm. have gone wrong. And once
two of the things that really, really, really can't go wrong.
Yeah, went wrong.
And immediately.
Once you get there, you pivot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm trying to win like Doug, but you don't have the horses at all to do that. Plus, you got guys that are tapping out who see that, and that's making it difficult. You pivot. Now it's all right, let's see what mm-hmm. kind of draft pick we can get. I know a lot of people evaluate the young guys. I don't think there's much you need to evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have my thoughts about them. I want to see them play, but yeah, Neek and Maxine, they are who they are, which is good. Like, I want them around next year, but I know I need one of them guys, one of them ones, and let's see if you can get one.
We asked the insiders. I think we were talking to James about Domantas Sabonis, and it didn't seem, at least according, at least just by the way the broadcast was done last night, that Domas, it didn't appear that he was on the bench. We asked, where was Domas last night? Well, we have an answer. He's here. He's in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's where Domantas Sabonis is. And it is clear the left knee soreness. I don't want to say it's clear. It seems they knew last night that the left knee soreness was perhaps a little more serious than a bump and bruise or ache and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he was brought back here to Sacramento where the MRI was done. And now the rehab process will begin.
Yeah. And once I keep...
Welcome back, Keegan.
I keep saying it. I mean, this is... And I'm not saying it in no kind of nefarious, like, decent way. Like, all right, a lot of people wanted this. A lot of people want, you know, tank, let the young guys play.
This isn't a tank. This is a bad basketball team.
Yeah, but it's going to
be... It's going to result in losing.
It's going to be that way. Let's see what it looks like. Let's see what you can get out of this. You know, can you get a top five pick? Can you discover something? Is there another level to Keegan Murray that, you know, maybe we hadn't seen before because he was the fourth option or something like that? We'll find out.
The Kings could signal something tonight. Keegan returns. Maxine Reno starts. I think a lot of us think, dump Zach LaVine, dump DeMar DeRozan, put Keon and Neek and you know, now you got a situation where you can start Maxine Reno. That's not realistic in my estimation in any way, shape, or form, as long as those guys are on the roster.
Right.
Domas is out. If you could signal like, all right, we're going in a different direction. Drew Eubanks isn't starting. Maxine Reno, who is absolutely not ready to start at the five mm-hmm. for an NBA basketball team. So what? Put him out there to start at five for an NBA basketball team. And he plays with Zach LaVine and Russell Westbrook and Keegan Murray and DeMar DeRozan. He plays with those guys. Great. Now, maybe Maxine Raynaud comes out however many minutes into the game. Drew Eubanks comes in, but at the same time, Neat Clifford comes in for DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
And DeMar DeRozan's 35 minutes that he played last night are suddenly 25 minutes. And the 8 minutes that Neat Clifford played last night are suddenly 20 minutes, 18 to 20 minutes. And now you have a situation where guys are those young guys that you want to see so desperately, they are starting to play basketball more. Mm-hmm. And it's hey, we still got these high priced guys. We still have these guys who want to play basketball. And clearly, if that situation winds up bringing itself up, you're exploring trading them. Mm-hmm. And for the best interests of them and for the best interests of your franchise, you're trying to get them in other places. I'd ask his opinion. I think there might not be much of a market. If I'm Scott Perry or Doug Christie, I'd want Russell Westbrook on this team. Mm. If you want to move Zach and DeMar and all those guys, of course, Russ is a league minimum guy. I'm sure most people don't care about him in that same sense. But, yeah, give me a Russell Westbrook with Neek and Max and Cam. Yeah, give me that. Yeah. I'll take that 10 times out of 10. Yeah. You can do whatever you want to with the other guys. But I'll take Russell Westbrook with those guys. A couple of astute people in the chatty house have noted, 3 to 4 weeks. It's right around December 15th when, and we're not starting this countdown again. You can fool me, you can't get fooled again. But it's when trade season unofficially begins in the NBA.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to trade for a 40-some-odd million-dollar center coming off of a knee injury?
Mm.
Chris J says December 15th is my favorite holiday.
That's what it's turned into.
We should throw a party on December 15th. What day is it? December 15th is, it's a Monday.
Let's go. Let go.
We could throw a party on December 15th.
Mm.
Our next live show, live here at the studio.
Did you believe that? How do I want to put it? Did you think that with Sabonis and Keegan coming back, there was a possibility that these guys could play better basketball? Or did you, or like, because for
say
me,
again?
With Sabonis, well, oh. Keegan coming back and Sabonis being there as well, did you think they could play better basketball? Because I was on the fence about that.
Yeah. Did I think?
I was on the fence. Like,
part of me, oh man, did I think, I don't have an answer. No, I didn't think they could. I was curious to see if they would. Mm-hmm. I was also curious what this would do for Doug, because, you know, I don't know what the number is now. I don't know if it's 12 or 13 starting lineups in 15 games. That was out of necessity. There's a lot you can do to play with that position at four, and we've seen it. You were the first one to say, yeah, Russ played four in Denver at times. Like, you could do that here. It's not ideal, but there are certain lineups where you could do it. There's matchups where you could do it, and you could probably do it a little bit more regularly than you think. Mm-hmm. We've seen DeMar DeRozan at the four, right? Obviously, we've seen Precious following that signing. We've seen him at the four. Prior to him getting cut, we saw Isaac Jones at the four. It was a lot of moving out of necessity,
right,
for Doug Christie. I don't think you have that ability at five. That is very, very different. And it's Drew and it's Max. And unless you're going to do something like you did with Precious Achiuwa, that's probably it. Mm-hmm. And so I wondered with Keegan Murray's return if the lineup and rotations would settle a little bit. And with lineups and rotations settling, would that have veteran players like DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine and even younger players like Keon Ellis, mm-hmm, settling a little bit more into their role?
Yeah.
I think there is still going to be some settling. I just don't think it's happening any. I don't think it's happening now, or maybe for the next handful of games, because I think Doug and this front office have to figure out how they're going to navigate. Like Drew Eubanks as your starting center. I don't know that they. I have to imagine they never thought of that. Mm-hmm. At least not for a 3 to 4 week stretch. Like, hey, what happens if Domas goes out 4 to 6 weeks? Like, does Drew Eubanks really become our starting center? And, a response could have been, oh, if Domas goes out 4 weeks, we're in bad shape. Let's just start Max. Mm-hmm. That absolutely could have happened. And maybe we'll find out tonight. Maybe we'll find out, maybe not necessarily tonight. Maybe we'll find out in the next week or so. We could see a shift in thinking with this basketball team. Is it's like, all right. And I think the first shift we would see is Maxime Reyneau starts.
And I'd be for that. I'd be for Dylan Carwell starting. Like, I don't, as much as I feel like he has surprised me a little bit and he's been better than I thought.
Is Dylan on the road?
I don't think so. Because okay. Remember, that was why we thought Sabonis was.
That's right.
Back
James brought that up. That's right.
I'd rather
somebody get Dylan to Memphis.
I'm not really interested in seeing Drew Eubanks, an undersized guy as well, start in those situations. Rather Carwell start or Maxine start. And I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if you even can, but maybe you go sign somebody. I don't know. But I'd rather see those two young guys in that situation, especially with where this team seems to be pivoting now due to these injuries.
Yeah. I forgot about Dylan.
He's still there.
No, one thing I know immediately is I love Dylan's energy.
Mm-hmm.
It really stands out, like, even more than Max. Both him and Max look very, I guess, green. You know, they look like they're not quite yet NBA players. Mm-hmm. But Dylan's energy stands out immediately. And if you had the opportunity to see him in any of the games that he played, especially at the Golden One Center, you saw it. Like, it was there. There's a lot of things you saw at the Golden One Center with Dylan Carwell, too, where it's like, okay, I see why he's spending time in the G League. He needs minutes on the basketball floor. That's completely understandable. Now, you know, he could potentially get those minutes in the NBA. Like, I don't know. Maybe my line of thinking is wrong. I thought the juggling of starters could settle down, given there aren't as many options at the five as there were the four. But maybe there are games where Drew Eubanks starts, Maxime Reyneau starts, or Dylan Carwell starts. Maybe Doug's season-long search to find a lineup that just starts a game good will continue for the foreseeable future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.